This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith.
And I'm Cardiff Garcia, and it is almost Independence Day.
Happy birthday, America!
4th of July! Woo. Down the British!
Poor British. It's true. This week, 243 years ago, the U.S. declared independence from Great Britain.
And probably nobody, or...
Nobody.
Nobody at all.
Nobody thought the U.S. was going to amount to anything, I imagine.
Possibly have predicted back then that a couple hundred years later, the U.S. would be the biggest economy in the world.
And of course, this happened for a bunch of reasons. But one of them was really just, you know, the United States themselves.
Yeah. I mean, the U.S. is enormous. It's hundreds of millions of acres big, and it's full of resources, not to mention some of the most productive land on Earth.
And this got us thinking. The U.S. has all of this land, and it's been such an amazing resource for the country and for the economy. But how exactly are we using this resource?
I don't know. I'm kind of hoping we answer that question on today's episode, though.
So glad you asked, Cardiff, because in fact, we do. Today on the show, how the U.S. uses land. We take a look at the industries and services that make up our nation and see who's getting all that space. And Cardiff, I'm also going to present you with an object at the end of the show that I think best represents how we use land in the U.S.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Wix.com. With Wix, you can create your very own professional website. Choose a template you love and customize it with your own text, images, and videos. Go to Wix.com. That's Wix.com/indicator to get 10% off. Support also comes from Cleveland Clinic, who knows that modern medicine is making it possible for our bodies to outlive our brains. See how Cleveland Clinic is leading research efforts to help you keep your mind at clevelandclinic.org/care.
Today's indicator is 1.9 billion acres. That is the total amount of land in the contiguous 48 states, that is not counting Alaska or Hawaii, and that is a lot of acres. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has studied all of these acres and how we use them. It issues land use reports. And Lauren Leatherby is a data journalist at Bloomberg News. And she and her colleague Dave Merrill actually went through these reports and wrote up a really cool report about how the U.S. uses its land. Welcome, Lauren.
Thank you.
So, okay, Lauren, it's about 1.9 billion acres of land that we're dealing with entirely. And it's pretty striking, like, how we use the land. What was the biggest use of land in the U.S.?
Cattle. Just livestock in general. The USDA's top line figures show that pasture land takes up about a third of the entire U.S.
That's so crazy.
And, yeah.
And if you added in like the land taken to grow food for livestock, mm-hmm. it was something like 41%
yep.
of U.S. land is going to cows. Were
yeah.
you surprised when you found that?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I've seen stories before about the land footprint of a steak is really big, but just to look at it like this and to, you know, we weren't coming in with any assumptions. And then we just saw this figure that it was about 41% was used for either grazing or to grow food for livestock was really pretty surprising to us.
What was the second biggest use of land in the U.S.?
Yeah, so the second biggest use of land in the U.S. was forest land. And that's a combination of unprotected forest land, which means that it's not a part of a national park or a state park. And about 14% was owned by corporations. In total, we saw that about 2% of the forest in the U.S. was harvested annually. And most of that is replanted. In fact, I think it was replanted at a rate so that the volume of timber was actually growing year to year. But it was quite striking to see this massive chunk of the U.S. designated as forest land, and about 2% of that goes away and then comes back every year. It's replanted.
Well, I mean, it's 538.6 million acres to forest. So, Lauren, we've got pasture land and forests taking up nearly 1.2 billion acres of our 1.9 billion total acres of land in the 48 contiguous United States. But that still leaves us with about 700 million acres. So what is the third biggest use of land in the U.S.?
So that's cropland. Cropland is about a fifth of the U.S.
Yeah, that is 391.5 million acres.
But what's interesting is that the amount of food that we eat from all that cropland, a lot of it is used for livestock. And so that's corn for livestock, and that's soy for livestock. A lot of it is feed exports, so exports for livestock abroad.
So much of the land in the mm-hmm. U.S. going to livestock.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like if an alien race landed and just like looked at how we use our land, they would think that like cows were running the place.
Probably.
All told, that is nearly 1.6 billion acres of land for just those three uses. And that leaves us with about 300 million acres of land left. And then we get to a relatively small category, which is urban areas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so urban areas, that's by far the fastest growing. The USDA has been tracking this since 1945. In the past 10 years, it's been growing at a rate of about 1 million acres per year. So that's the size of about Phoenix and LA and Houston combined every year growing in an urban area.
And that, I mean, that is amazing. So it's like about 69.4 million acres is urban right now, but growing really fast. You said it's the fastest growing category. But it's still, like, percentage-wise, it's pretty tiny. It's, like, not even 4%.
Yeah, yeah.
But this area, like, it's small size-wise, but it packs, like, this big economic punch, which is really interesting to me. Because you guys made this point that I think it was, like, the top 10 urban areas in the U.S., which is a pretty tiny, I mean, you know, this is not even 3% of the total land in the U.S. generates, like,
I think it's 40% of the U.S. GDP.
Yeah, yeah, that's the gross domestic product. All the goods and services our country produces in a year, or it's the measure that everybody likes to use. And that is all coming, that 40% is all coming out of, like, less than 3% of the land in the U.S. Well, Lauren, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Okay, so Cardiff, I have something for you. After going over the land use data myself, I came up with this object that I think really represents, in one word, I guess it's actually two words, how we use land in the U.S.
Okay.
And here it is.
I'm half expecting this to be like a bag of mulch or something. Oh, it's a Happy Meal.
It's a Happy Meal.
Wow.
So, okay, so hear me out. Hear
all
me
right.
out. Okay, open up the Happy Meal if you don't mind.
Yeah, all right. Taking out the Happy Meal, it certainly smells like food from Mickey D's. It's got some toys in it.
I know, it's got the perfume.
So of course, fries and a cheeseburger in there.
Okay, so the main event of the Happy Meal is, of course,
the food?
It depends on who you are. We'll say the
okay,
the burger,
for me
right?
It is. Certainly for me.
The
it
beef
is.
Burger.
Yes.
And this is, of course, the largest use of land in the U.S. That is cow pasture, 654 million acres. Plus the feed for the livestock, which is 127.4 million acres. And then, of course, there is the paper that the Happy Meal box is made out of. That is the second largest use of land in the U.S. Unprotected forest, that's 538.6 million acres. But, of course, okay, take out the hamburger and unwrap it. That also has paper on it, so
yeah,
more
it
unprotected forest.
Does have paper
forest.
On it, yep. It's a cheeseburger.
Wheat for the bun, 21.5 million acres.
Oh, okay.
Also in the box, the fries.
Yep.
1 million acres of potatoes are grown in the U.S., but also private land ownership, which is also on the rise. Now, the McDonald's family, the heirs of the people who founded McDonald's, own about 474,000 acres. That makes them the 24th biggest landowners in the U.S. And the Simplot family, from my native Idaho, which grows a lot of the potatoes that make McDonald's fries, 25th biggest landowner in the U.S., 443,000 acres. So, if we add all of these things up together, that is roughly 1.5 billion acres of land of the 1.9 billion available, all wrapped up in this Happy Meal.
So this is almost like, you know, the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon?
Yeah.
Right? There's some connection, direct or indirect, between this Happy Meal and almost every piece of land in the U.S.
Yes.
It's the 6 degrees of Cardiff's cheeseburger.
It's the 6 degrees of Cardiff's cheeseburger.
Yes, exactly.
If you want to know how we use land in this country, one word, McDonald's. McDonald's is how we use our land.
Can I take a bite now?
Yeah. Right, yeah. Sorry. Right, sorry. Right, it's not getting any warmer. This episode was produced by Constanza Gallardo, fact-checked by Emily Lang, and edited by Patty Hirsch. The Indicator is a production of NPR.